WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Degman, and this is The Rundown. We'll get back to our regular format later this week after the first of the year, but for now, we're revisiting some of our favorite stories from 2025. Today, I don't think it's any secret that we're in the throes of winter. And now that the stress of the holidays has passed, maybe you'll find some time to relax with a warm beverage and a good book. For a few recommendations, WBEZ's Arts and Culture Desk asked some of our colleagues for their favorite books of 2025.
Hi, my name is Erin Allen. I am the host of Prison Cast and Curious City at WBEZ Chicago. And the book I chose is called The Wilderness by Angela Flournoy. And I love it because it's not only a multi-generational story, but it actually takes us through time. So it starts off with this baby boomer in his last days, talking about the segregation era in the U.S., and then it ends with a very current tragedy around raids and migrants and unhoused people in California. And then along the way, you have all of these beautiful relationships between family and chosen family evolve, flower, end, and restart.
I'm Dorothy Hernandez, and I'm Assistant Features Editor at the Chicago Sun-Times. My favorite book of 2025 is Catabasis by R.F. Kuang, but it took me a while to open it because I was a little intimidated because Kuang is an academic, and the book is literally about how academia is hell. But once I opened it, I was all in. I was fully immersed for all 541 pages. It's about Alice, who's a doctoral candidate in magic at Cambridge, and her writing is just so beautiful and the world building is amazing, and she just made reading about hell a dang good time.
My name is Amy Chen. I'm a data reporter at WBEZ. And my book of 2025 was Wanting by Claire Jia. I think it came at a really good time for me. I'm 29 going on 30, and I think I've just been doing a lot of like reflecting on my 20s and, you know, what I want out of life and all of that. So Wanting is about two best friends who grew up together in Beijing, China. I don't want to give it away too much, but essentially lots of stuff goes down. There's lots of drama, relationship drama, the two reconnect, but there's also a lot of like envy for the other person's life, and just thinking about, you know, wanting what they don't have. Also, as someone who is Chinese American, who kind of grew up like going to China in the summers, like I also found all of the kind of descriptions of what Beijing is like to be really, really interesting and quite refreshing for like an English language novel.
I'm Mary Norkel. I'm a general assignment reporter with the Chicago Sun-Times, and my favorite 2025 release was Loved One by Aisha Maher. This was an incredible read. It gripped you right from the beginning, and it really just didn't let up from there. Where the reader is dropped in is after Julia, the main character, has hooked up with one of her longtime friends who also was her first boyfriend back when they were teenagers, kind of tipped the scales into potentially exploring a romance. And then a couple of weeks after that, Gabe, the other counterpart in this will-they-won't-they couple, winds up dead. And what happens from there is just a whirlwind of all sorts of human relationships and navigating grief and learning how to be in a world that has been tipped upside down by death.
My My name is Mitchell Armentrout. I'm a politics reporter at the Sun-Times, and one of my favorite books of 2025 is Preparing to Bite by Kyler Roberts, who is an Evanston cartoonist. Her thing is like kind of one-panel scenes of the everyday minutiae of having pets in your house and dogs doing weird things and kids being annoying. And her drawing style is just, it's very sparse, but also funny. And there's just, she gets a lot out of her characters' faces with very few lines. It's really entertaining.
Hey, I'm Nudia Hernandez, host and producer over at Vocalo Radio. My pick for my favorite book of the year is Night People by Mark Ronson. We all know Mark Ronson. He is extremely successful, multi-Grammy Award winner. And in his memoir, he reminds us that even before all of the glitz and glam, he is a DJ at his core. He is a really charming narrator through a very chaotic story. And he reminds us that all of your best memories, all of your best stories, they usually happen after 4 a.m.
That story was produced by WBEZ's Sophie Hernandez-Simonides and Ethan Schwab. For the full list of WBEZ's staff book picks, visit wbez.org/2025books. Temperatures will actually rise a bit through this evening. We'll end up in the upper 20s by midnight. We could also see a coating to an inch of snow. Wednesday looks breezy with intermittent snow showers. Another inch of snow is possible with highs in the lower 30s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Dagman. Thanks for listening.